are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, guys. I am officially back from Los Angeles, and I have a really exciting guest online coming on in a few moments, Holly Daniels Christensen, who is the owner of Dune Jewelry, which is the original beach sand jewelry company, which we are so excited to get into and talk about her amazing upcoming event this May 5th, which is an exciting Mother's Day event in Boston in Hyde Park. So we're going to talk all about that, all the upcoming vendors that will be there. Camille Kostek will be there as well. If you are into the Patriots, she was a Patriots cheerleader. So there's a lot of cool stuff and moving pieces that are happening May 5th that you should know about. So stay tuned and we'll have Holly right on the line. All right, guys, I officially have Holly Daniels Christensen on the line, the founder of Dune Jewelry. Hi, Holly. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So excited to have you, as we even chatted prior to being on air, that I just absolutely love your pieces. Very sentimental, very different. Tell us about how this all came about.
Well, I was working in real estate for a lot of years in Boston. And I was helping my childhood best friend work on her business and grow her business, which was snowflake ornaments made out of sand. We grew up on Cape Cod together, going to the beach and just loving the natural beauty on Cape Cod. And then when I started helping her with this business and seeing how different all of the sands are from all around the world and what a unique artistic medium it is, it really intrigued me. But then what really pushed it over the edge was the emotional attachment people would have when I was out at arts and crafts shows and talking to people and showing them the products, the ornaments. They would really become emotional over kind of the sentiment that they had to specific beaches throughout the world. So that sentiment really excited me.
It's so different. It's so different. You don't hear anybody that's doing what you're doing. I absolutely love the concept. What inspired the name of the business? Like, what does Dune mean?
Well, Dune for me was just kind of a cool way to say sand, right? Because
good point.
Growing up on Cape Cod, you have the beautiful sand dunes down in Wellfleet and Truro. And they inspired the name Dune, as opposed to, I mean, I had a lot of kind of crazy names in the beginning, but.
But you stuck with this one. No, I love it. It's simple, elegant. It's great. So I would love to tap in that you made snowflakes out of sand, you said?
Yeah. So they were ornaments out of sand
in so
the
cool.
shape of a snowflake with. Yeah, it was the concept that, like snowflakes, no two beaches the same, no two beach sands are the same.
So true.
That's where it came from. And then we decided, what's the next step? How do we elevate it and take it into something a little more fashionable or fun or kind of cool to work on and more artistic? And we started taking jewelry classes in Waltham, and we just took a couple of classes and started playing around with the concept and different ways to incorporate sand and different techniques. And over the years, we've come up with two, or I actually decided to continue with the jewelry. She stuck with the ornaments, and we still consider ourselves kind of sister companies. And we, over the years, have developed different techniques. So her technique with the snowflakes lets the sand look as if it's dry laying on the beach, which is really cool. And then I developed two separate techniques, which one is an inlay process where the sand looks almost fused with the silver. It's really unique, and I developed a patent for that process. And then the other process is like a resin layering process where the sand almost turns into a gemstone, if you will. I mean, I've had people say, oh, is that amber? Or is that, what kind of gem is that? And it's not. It's a memory from
so
a beach
cool.
or a location that you love.
So yeah. How long does the procedure actually take? Like, how does it work? Does somebody send you sand? Like, tell me, I'm so fascinated by this process.
Well, over the years, we've become We are the original beach sand jewelry company, but we're really becoming the original experiential jewelry company because we don't just use beach sand now. We have 3,300 locations from all over the world. So the majority is still beach, which is my favorite, but we have sand from the Grand Canyon. We have crushed granite from the Rocky Mountains. We have so many different elements that capture memories from all over the world. So people find
what speaks to them, right? That's pretty much the point of it, is what it seems like.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And you can search through our sand bank, and you can find something in the sand bank that speaks to you, or you send your own. I mean, we get sand in the mail, or sand or natural elements in the mail every single day.
That's awesome. I'm assuming because you're from Boston, your base is Boston, right? Even though you're all over the world, you said?
Yeah, we're in Hyde Park. Our studio's in Hyde Park, and we ship to about 800 locations all over the world, including a really cool account in Australia, Canada. We have an account in Italy, the Caribbean, but lots and lots of U.S. accounts.
So amazing. And of course, you know, I want to tap into this big event that you're having on May 5th. So tell us about how this all came about. It's obviously, you know, supporting Mother's Day. So tell our audience a little bit about that.
We're super connected to our customers because we are such a sentimental and emotional brand. Our customers will call and write in with different stories about why the piece that they're buying is so important to them. And a lot of times it does have to do with family and, again, emotional moments in their life that they want to capture. So the Mother's Day event is kind of a mishmash of everything. It gives us the opportunity to get face-to-face with our customers and talk about their stories and hear their stories and let them see the studio and maybe even a little bit of the sand bank and where that's all stored. But it's also a celebration, right? People are going to be able to come and shop and listen to music, and we're having it catered. So we're going to have some great food here. And we have One Hope Vineyards coming, which is a vineyard that does wine tastings that also donates to charity. So we're going to be benefiting smilemass.org, which brings beach wheelchairs to public beaches. And the cool thing about that is it's like beach wheelchairs. These wheelchairs can go all the way down the sand into the ocean and float.
That's intense. That's like pretty impressive.
I know. It's amazing. And it gives people with disabilities the chance to really enjoy the beach because that's, you know, I mean, the beach is, I love the beach, but you've got the sand and you've got to be able to walk a little ways and find a good spot and make it down to the water. And I mean, it's a little workout, right?
Right.
So this helps that.
That's really nice. So tell our audience too, the other vendors that will be there, what can they expect in the time frame it runs from?
All right. So it's Saturday, May 5th, and it's from 11 to 3. And we're going to have Felix Doolittle, which is a stationery company. We're going to have Miss Moonmaker, who does bath bombs. Crane and Lion, which is athleisure wear. Mom Gift Box, which has tons of great stuff. It's kind of, you know, the gift boxes that are really popular right now that people can buy subscriptions to. That's what this is. And it's super high quality, fun things, not just for moms, but cool stuff. And we're going to have Natalie Jolly doing acoustic music, playing acoustic music. We're also going to have a celebrity appearance by Camille Kostek, who's one of my favorite people ever in the world. She's a model that we use. She's a Sports Illustrated rookie, and she's a former Patriots cheerleader.
It's awesome. Sounds like a really fun, filled, packed day.
It's going to be a lot of, oh, and we have face painting for kids. It's totally kid friendly because my kids are coming. So.
Oh, cute. That's good to know. I have a lot of mommies that listen. So that's really good to know. Awesome. So are you releasing any new pieces for the Mother's Day event? Like, can you share any sneak peeks of what you're going to have there?
We are going to have two new designs at the event, two new bracelet designs that nobody's ever seen. And Camille's going to be here. She also has a collaboration with Dune Jewelry called the Voyager Collection, where she's going to be signing Voyager cards and taking orders for custom pieces. her pieces are really cool because they have the airport codes on them, engraved into them, and then just a little sand accent of somewhere within that airport code that is special to someone.
That's very cute. That's really different. I love that touch. And what would you say right now is like one of your biggest sellers out of your pieces? Because you don't just have necklaces and bracelets. You guys do a bunch of different stuff. So tell us.
Our bracelets are definitely our best seller. The mm-hmm. rope inlet cuff is really popular. We have silver, gold, and rose gold and made with your sand or natural elements. And then our wave necklace is by far our best necklace. People love the wave necklace.
Makes them feel like they're so part of the beach, right?
I know. They're going to carry their beach with them forever. Do you have a favorite beach?
That's a really funny question. I don't really have one. I just love the beach in general. I'm from New York. So like when I moved to Massachusetts, like I love the Cape. I love Newport, in Rhode Island because I went to school in Rhode Island.
Beautiful.
So I have a sentimental soft side for Rhode Island beaches. But outside of that, I don't have one specific favorite.
You're just good with all of them. That's kind of how I am too. I have sentimental spots, but I'll go anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere near the ocean, I'm, like, content, right?
Yeah.
That's why the wave speaks to everyone, because it's just, it speaks to the beach.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is.
That's so funny. So where are you from in Cape Cod?
Orleans, originally.
Awesome. And now you live, well, you said now your business in Hyde Park, so I'm assuming you're around there, right?
I'm close. I'm in Walpole. When we had children, we decided to move to Walpole because they have a great school system, and we're starting to settle in there. We've been there a couple of years.
Awesome. Well, this has been really inspiring, Holly. Now, I mean, even though you have such a fun job, I want to play a little bit of game time so people get to know you outside of your passion and work. So this is just how people get to know, like, your day-to-day life and all that fun stuff. So there's no pressure in how to answer them. This is totally fun, okay?
Okay.
So, first question, what is your guilty pleasure? Something you have to, you enjoy in your downtime that really, you know, makes you happy?
Guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should say, you know, playing with my kids and doing, no, it's not that. It's Real Housewives.
Oh my God, me too. I'm right there with you. What's your favorite one?
Is that awful?
Not at all. You are like not the first person though. So what is your favorite one though?
It's whatever's kind of on. Like right now, it's New York and wrapping up Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I'm so right there with you. Are there any of them that speak to you, like your language sometimes, that just make you feel better?
No, I think it's interesting to watch like Bethany Frankel with her business and how driven she is and how kind of crazy they all are. Not in a bad way. Just,
right.
You know, just women being women, and I know that it's kind of, they make it dramatic, and they make it, and that's what I love about it. It's kind of an escape, right?
Like,
that's
it is my
life, like,
right,
at all, but it's interesting for me to watch.
No, I love that. Great answer. Great answer. If you could spend a day with anyone in the fashion jewelry world, who would it be and why?
Laura Brown, the editor of InStyle magazine.
Oh, interesting.
Because
so what about her that you really aspire to?
I love her. I think she's super fun and quirky. She's got great taste. She's not afraid to kind of make fun of the fashion industry a little bit, not in a bad way, but in a fun way. Like,
right.
Her, if you watch her social media, like her Instagram and Instagram stories, she'll throw on an outfit and be like, this looks ridiculous, but I love it and I don't care.
She speaks to herself. She doesn't care about judgment. I love that.
Totally not. And she's a huge animal lover. I believe she's from Australia, so you'll see her out and about with random kangaroos.
That's awesome.
And I'd love that. Yeah.
That's hysterical. Good answer. Great answer. What is something you have to do in your daily routine?
I have to get up and get my kids to school every morning, which is probably the most challenging part of my day, which sounds crazy, right? Because it's something we do every day.
Right.
5 days a week, and we do the same thing every morning. But every morning, my 4 and 6-year-old girls act like They have never done it before. They've never had to brush their teeth. They've never had to brush their hair. They've never had to get dressed or find
underwear. So they're just not morning people. That's okay. Not everyone's a morning person.
They're not. Is that what it is? Because
it's got to be, right?
Maddening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every morning we get up, we get them to school, and then my day starts.
That's hysterical. It's okay. You know, when they're older, they'll have the flexibility. But right now, I'm sorry this is put on you, but I guess it's going to keep going for a little while. That's so funny. Okay, well, great job. That was really fun. Because I was going to ask about your guilty pleasure of TV because you already said Housewives, which I totally do the same thing. So great answer about that.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I do. My husband, you know, of course my husband makes fun of me. Well, my friends do too. Like nobody else watches them except for me. But
really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I mean, I'm sure some people do, but it's not like I commiserate with anyone.
Right. I just feel like it's like you, it's, like I feel that. Like it's a great, like, end of day, glass of wine, sit and watch some Housewives and enjoy
yes.
the movie, right?
It is. It's an escape. That's what it is. Especially when you're having a super stressful week or something. It takes you away into, like, crazy land.
Crazy land. Exactly. But not yours. So that's all that matters. It's not your own. Yeah. That's so funny. Yep. That's awesome. Well, Holly, this has been so much fun. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media and your website and how they can attend May 5th.
We are Dune Jewelry, D-U-N-E, like a sand dune, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. I spell it out because there's a few different ways to spell it. DuneJewelry.com. We're Dune Jewelry on Facebook. We're Dune Jewelry on Instagram. And our May 5th event is in Hyde Park. From 11 to 3, and there's going to be, like I said, tons of food and entertainment and shopping. Most importantly, lots of fun shopping to do and wine tasting, and it's going to be great.
How can they, like, sign up, or is there, like, tickets they need to sign up with? How can they register, or do they just show up? How does that work?
No, just show up. Just show up. Show
awesome.
Up and have fun. And there's no pressure to shop. It's just come and have fun and socialize.
Perfect. Can you give the address to the listeners of where it's going to take place?
Absolutely. It's going to be at 1 Westinghouse Plaza in Hyde Park. We're in Building D, which is all the way around back on the second floor. But we'll have people out, you know, showing where to park and things like that. So it's 1 Westinghouse Plaza. It's a little closer to Dedham than it is to Boston. But Hyde Park is a part of Boston.
Perfect. So everybody definitely needs to go on Saturday, May 5th. It sounds like it's going to be a blast and a lot of good shopping for a special time in all the mommies' lives. So that's great.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that people can bring their own Sander Elements that day, place orders, and have it in time for Mother's Day.
Oh, I love that. That's so sentimental. So see,
yep,
guys, if you have any elements or sand, or can you give an example, by the way, of what those elements actually people bring?
Definitely. We get a lot of flowers recently. So wedding flowers, wedding bouquets, sometimes it's memorial flowers from a funeral. We've worked with everything. So we've worked with coal recovered from the Titanic. We've worked with
that's
dog
amazing.
Hair, cat hair.
Oh my God.
I know. That's a cool one. Dog hair and cat hair, crushed shells, special sand dollars that people have found on the beach, soil from the Appalachian Trail.
So cool.
Ashes. I mean, that's probably going to be that's always kind of the next question. Will you do something with ashes? And we do. I like to keep it kind of happy and upbeat, but again, it's about emotion and sentimental and capturing memories. So ashes are another perfect fit.
So I'm assuming then you put them in bracelets too, not just the necklaces, right?
So cufflinks, tie bars for men, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, keychains.
Amazing.
Golf divot tool. We also use sand from golf courses, you know, like the golf bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
We do that as well.
That's awesome.
Because I found that people have such an affinity for golf. It's kind of, I don't play golf personally, but it's that same type of affinity that I have for the beach.
That's so funny. So you even make men's stuff, which we didn't even tap into really quickly. So go over what you said you do for the men.
Cufflinks, tie bars. We do necklaces on black wax cotton cords that look really good on the men. We also have some tag style necklaces for men.
Awesome.
We are developing a bracelet for men. That's been huge. I'm realizing that, that's a big thing right now is men's bracelets. So I really need to work on that next.
Oh my God, I love it. You speak to all different languages, all different demographics. It's so awesome.
Absolutely. And our price points reflect that too. I mean, we have things starting at $30 upwards to $500. It really just depends on the metal and how much time it takes to make the piece and things like that. So we try to make it up for everyone.
I mean, clearly that's awesome, especially with the custom touch to it where, you know what I mean? I just love the whole package. It's fabulous.
Thank you. You just hit on it, and I didn't say it once throughout our conversation, is everything's custom, handmade, and personalized.
Right. And I mean, I just think that that's just so extra special to people because people like feeling a part of something from somebody else or, you know, it's like that extra step to do that for somebody takes it like 10,000 steps further, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Well, it's a great concept, and everybody definitely needs to get social with Dune Jewelry and attend the event on Saturday, May 5th, and we will put that more information on that on the blog when we are live. So definitely check out Dune Jewelry. Holly, thanks again so much for coming on. It was so great to have you.
Jackie, thank you so much.
Of course, and everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene, and stay tuned for what's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.